Try the show, Looch.
Warning. We're on the lookout. Amber Alert. We need some help here. We're missing something today. We're missing the Looch energy.
Where is he?
Someone, look out. Because if you see him, you need to send him to the studio.
I'm trying, man. I know. This is something that has really been weighing on me. It makes me feel like I'm letting my whole life down. Like, I have not been myself for about a month.
Yeah.
Belly was going over it. In fact, Potts is sitting here boo-hoo before the show, just giving me a whole lot of boo-hoo talk.
Because the man works hard as well.
He does, but the travel in between and just this whole Patreon thing is just, it's bugging me out, man.
Let's hear about it, because I was kind of curious of what was happening. Because first off, I mean, this whole like charging to whatever you listen for the podcast, I mean, that's got to put you in the upper percentile of any podcast, because 99% of podcasts can't make a dime. So props to you for being able to make any money.
I guess.
No matter what it is.
I guess. It terrifies me, and I hate it. I hate it. Like, this is the equivalent of a manager telling you, listen, this is the move. This is the move. You need to just trust me on this one. Except, and then the talent is sitting there going, okay, you just handle it. You better be right.
Well, so who's telling you to do it?
Me. I am both.
Well, that's the thing. Okay. Looch is schizophrenically.
Completely. No, it's true.
Split personality. We have like, what's that movie Split over here? Like Looch is like, his manager's like yelling at him, and then it cuts to Looch like tucked in a corner, like hiding away.
Belly comes out of his room in the morning. He's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, nobody. Don't
I was
worry about
just
it.
Gonna say, Belly's like standing at your bedroom door like, does he have someone over right now?
You never know.
You'll start the Patreon right now.
This Patreon thing has made me so fucking anxious. On edge and just anxious, because you got a lot of people who are into it. We've already got 24, 25.
A lot of people, a lot of podcasts use Patreon. A lot of what individual creators use Patreon. Patreon is just a website where creators can kind of use their community and help their community kind of helps build their brand with the
monthly subscriptions. It's not crowdfunding.
So it's a way for people to monetize their craft.
Artists, creators, artists. Anybody who's in the, yeah, exactly. If you want to start a podcast, you want to start a newspaper, you want to start a blog, you want to just create art and you need backing, but you don't have a network, this is kind of a crowdfunding way of using your audience to, or asking your audience to support you. And I think that's the way that we make this shift, and I will get to the end of that story from the first segment, but I think that's the way that we are able to correctly shift from networks and studios producing content into creators producing content.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Problem is, creators all don't luck into situations where they've got a lot of free time and some disposable income and they can create this. So that's really hard for people to, I mean, it's almost like when you get out of college with a management degree and it's like, cool, you need 2 years experience to get a job. And they're like, all right, cool. How do I get a job?
How do I get this? I mean, like, same, experience.
Yeah.
Like it's
same
it's,
with bartenders. It's like, that's the biggest question. Like I was getting as like a nightclub manager. It's like, well, how am I supposed to get a bartending job if I've never bartended? And I'm like, and here's the spoiler. Do not go and pay for fucking bartending school. That is a scam. Like people do it. Oh, did you do it, Belly? That's such a joke.
I did it to refresh my skills, man. It was only $400.
And now he's got.
Well, I mean, that's fine. If you're doing,
I can go back anytime I want. And for me, I think anyone who's bartended but hasn't bartended in a while, the bartending school is really just a way to kind of refresh everything you've ever learned. And like,
that's fine. But if you're going to bartending school thinking that you're going to graduate and then walk into a nightclub job, you're fucking dreaming.
No, that's just like,
you
know. Happen.
I'm guessing you would have to go to the local Glory Days or the local bar, get a easy job bartending somewhere.
Yep. I'll tell you, the best bartending school on the East Coast sends people into clubs and everywhere all the time.
What's that?
Because they're very strict about like who they'll actually, like they'll use their instructors and the advice of their instructors to kind of get a gauge on how they think a student's going to do.
He's got, I mean, Belly takes it seriously. He's got drinks on the menu named after him.
The LaBelle Gordon.
The LaBelle Gordon.
It's a French-inspired cocktail. I use all French ingredients.
In fact, can we serve that
honey.
Into the social media lounge today?
Yeah. It's got, let's see, it's got brandy in it. It's got Saint-Germain, Lillet Blanc, which is a fermented wine. And it's got a, well, wine's fermented.
He created this, by the
way. And it's got honey syrup, lemon juice, and then topped with a little champagne.
So I can't stand the Patreon stuff because it makes, it's got a lot of people hitting up. It's been very supportive. A lot of people have been very supportive, and that's cool. But it's got a couple people.
Haters?
No, they're not haters. They're just not pleased with the fact that they can't watch on Tuesday anymore. Like somebody like
they can watch on Tuesday.
They can. They got to throw $5. $5
They can
a
still
month.
Watch live for free.
Well, they
still
but they
get
work.
The show
they
for
work. If they are like somebody like Kyle Taylor who works and can't
or
be
Andrew
there at
Stroh.
Work.
Those guys are working.
What's the percent of people watching a live stream versus like downloading later?
Oh, most
35 out of 500, whatever that number is.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's only like we get like 35 live watchers, and that's fine.
And that's great. We want that. But the whole it's just been really stressing me out because I mean it's one of those moves that once you do it you can't really turn back. And I believe in it. I think it's the right thing to do, but it's just scary because anytime you ask people to give their hard-earned dollars to you for something that you do feel you, I mean I feel we absolutely have earned it and we were putting it towards the right things. But yeah, I mean I never want to piss off the listeners. It's one thing to come in here and spout off, but at some point
some
you guys
of the pushback,
are telling me, what's that?
What's some of the pushback?
There hasn't been much. It's just been like, oh, man, this totally ruined my Tuesday routine. Now I got to wait till Saturday. It's like, no, you just got to pay $5. It's all.
Yeah. It's $1.25 per episode. We've talked about that. The other thing is I think this gives an opportunity for those who are most loyal and dedicated to us and those who have already been our Patreons. I mean, to me, that is an ultimate compliment to our skills and what we do here. That's why the 24, 25 we have right now.
Already.
Like that once, I mean, as that continues to build, but those original people that take care of us and do that, we'll never forget what they did for us.
Oh, no, no. These supporters have been really great, and it's just been really cool to see. We're giving $1,000 away as soon as we get to our 50th patron, so we'll do that. That'll be exciting. Make sure you sign up for that. We've got more bonus edits to come. We just did two of them, or we did one yesterday. In fact, we'll play a one-minute clip from it in our next commercial break. We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that. We'll do a one-minute clip, and we're going to start doing our one-minute clips, putting those on YouTube and kind of teasing stuff, but a lot of bonus things, too, coming our way with Float Life Fest coming up, too. A lot of good stuff. So we're very excited about it. It's just been stressing me the fuck out, man. It really has. Like, it's one thing to have somebody donate to your page one time, but to sign up for monthly payments is... It's fucking awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's
you
awesome.
Have to provide content. I mean, you know,
but
thing.
But, Potts, what about the guy... Content. What do you say to the guy that has been a guest on our show who we highlighted his cause, what he does, and his company... And the moment we changed over to Patreon, his public comment was, ha, paid, I'm out.
He's not out
to go
though.
Fuck himself.
And we still give
I
him.
I mean, we had you on our show for free to publicize and promote what you're doing.
And,
you're offended by us asking for $1.25 an episode?
Yeah.
By the way, news from probably most no one because they watch us all the time, which we thank you for. You're also going to get Looch Dog in the Morning right after this episode comes out.
Yeah, we're not doing anything to change that. So anyway, what happens is I take a big spoonful of mac and cheese, I get to the next one, and it is...
Spaghetti.
Mashed potatoes. And I'm like, oh, I can't say no to that. I can't say no to mashy taters. So
Looch is in heaven. This is catering heaven. He's like, what's next? Hamburgers? What's going on?
No.
Pizza?
No.
Right, I know.
No. Couldn't be any better. Do you guys know my favorite food?
Pasta.
What kind?
Rigatoni.
That's a type. I love where you're going.
Like, I'm going to say, like stuffed shells or something.
No, he doesn't like ricotta cheese.
Oh, really?
We've talked about this multiple times.
It took me 20 years to get down with lasagna. I'm 100% Italian.
Yeah, and he's not really down with it because it doesn't have ricotta cheese in it.
No, when I make my own lasagna, I put mozzarella.
He puts mozzarella cheese.
Anyway.
Nope, ricotta forever.
So my favorite food is fettuccine Alfredo. I love it. Okay. I fucking love it, man. Cream sauce. Yeah. Oh, God. It's so heavy. Stick of butter in there.
A little too heavy sometimes.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Now, you got to remember, I got a DJ. I got a DJ in about 20 minutes. I got to start a 3-hour DJ set.
All the things you're putting into you right now, it's like
bad news.
Bearing up for hibernation.
You are poking the bear.
So yeah. I'm belly bombing. Let's go. So I go big thing of mac and cheese, and then I get to the next chafer.
Mac and
it's mashed potatoes. Then I get to the next chafer, and it's penne pasta in a Parmesan Alfredo sauce.
But who the fuck are these people, by the way? This is like kind of the most ridiculous catering setup I've ever heard
amazing.
Of.
Is there
an entree?
Amazing.
Did you just dump it all over your mac and cheese?
So now I got a dilemma.
Penne mac and cheese and penne Alfredo.
Yeah, and
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
The potatoes are there.
And I'm running out of room on my plate. So now I have a full plate. I want you to picture an entire
Potsy
plate.
Did you notice anything missing from his plate?
Anything. It's all carbs.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, any kind of entree.
Any
like
kind of meat, green whatsoever. Protein.
But I wish that I had seen what was coming next before I got to the first thing of mac and cheese, because I wouldn't have taken nearly as much mac and cheese. But now I've got a full thing of mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, penne pasta, and an Alfredo sauce. And
your eyes for pasta are always too
big. Oh, my God.
Then.
And then chicken. And I got a grilled chicken breast. I got nowhere to put it, so I put that on top of the mashed potatoes.
No, it should go on top of the penne.
No, get out of my penne pasta. No, you don't mess with my penne.
You don't put grilled chicken in your Alfredo?
I mean, I'll do it, but I'm not going to mess with whatever is on that grilled chicken. They got different sauces. So now I get back to my DJ booth, and I'm fucking inhaling all of this because I've got about 4 minutes to eat it. I've already called 19 tables to the buffet. And then we got to do toast, man. So I got like 4 minutes to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I inhale. And let me just tell you, the one thing about Alfredo sauce that will really mess you up is if it's really oily. Like you can, you know, like pasta when you can see the oil.
Yeah.
That'll fucking get you, man.
Yeah.
And it was like dripping in oil. So I'm looking at it like, ooh, I better be careful with this. Even though like I'm a kid in a candy shop right now, I better be really careful.
I like how
this.
You knew better, but you still went balls deep anyway.
I ate it all. Every last
no
bit.
No mercy.
Yeah. Every last bit of it. And then within 3 minutes, I open up the dance floor and the cigar bar opens. So now your boy is sitting there with a bunch of belly bombers. And I drank a Red Bull. So I've got a Red Bull, I've got mashed potatoes, I've got mac and cheese, I've got penne pasta with Alfredo sauce. I skipped the roll because I didn't want to go too far down the carbs. But I am full. And man, it hits me. I'm 15 minutes in. That's the sound that hits me. And I know, guys, I'm not going to make it today.
I know the face, too. It's like this.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna make it to the end of the song. And it's a Port-a-John wedding.
Yep. Oh.
This is a Port-a-John.
I mean, you need, it's like one of those where it's going to come out of you, but you need a few minutes to be sitting there and like kind of compose yourself and breathe.
Stop
while
sweating.
It's all flowing out of you. I mean, you kind of need to like, it's a whole process.
Oh,
it just,
yeah.
You can't just run in, run out. I mean,
Potts, I got to take something and wipe my face off because there's no hair and it's all the sweat is just dripping down.
Why do bathrooms never have AC?
Well, this one did. This was one of those portable Port-a-Johns that's actually like nice multi-usable, multi-room Port-a-Johns.
Those things are the coolest things ever.
Wow, it was amazing. It was really like, nice. It had
they
like marble
nice
floor.
Cleanest bathrooms you've ever been in.
Unbelievable.
There's like sprays and fragrances all over.
And there were two of them. Two men and women, different ones. Goodness.
Yeah.
So I went to the far one and I blew it the fuck up.
I think everyone does.
Oh, I mean, I blew it up. It was a one-man men's room and I was just like, sorry.
So you open the door
now,
and that bridesmaid's
got baby wipes with you?
No, no one has baby wipes. No, this is
so you're doing a dry wipe. Ugh,
I'm dry wiping it. I always do, by the way. And
I would always carry a little travel pack of baby wipes. I even have them at work.
Potts has probably baby wipes on him right now.
We've been through this. I should have poo-pourri in my bag. We've been through this, right? But my question I wanted to ask you guys is, what is a song that you could play on the dance floor that you know is long enough for you to drop a do?
Well,
I already know my do song. I know
wedding,
what it is.
At a wedding, it probably can't be Freebird.
Freebird would be great, but no, that's not good for a dance. That no. See, this is good. This is a good game to play. It can't be a just a good song. It has to keep the dance floor going.
But can't you just actually have like a playlist, like a pre-recorded like place that like literally mixes into it?
It's called the poo list.
Like the poo list? The poo list?
Yeah, a poo playlist. I mean, yep. Honestly.
The reason that I don't want that is because I feel that it is... Well, yes, it's an emergency situation, and this wouldn't typically happen. I don't feel like it's a good move. I never want two things to happen. Number one, somebody looks up at the DJ booth, and I'm looking at my phone. I think that's unprofessional as fuck.
Yeah, really.
Unprofessional as fuck. I think that's very unprofessional. Is that better? The other thing that I don't think you should ever do is look up to the DJ booth after a song is over, and there's no DJ there.
Yeah,
I think that just looks amateur hour, and
just
it's like
get yourself a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, I mean it's like obviously he's running a playlist. Like it's very clear, you know.
Know what else is amateur hour? When you look over at the buffet line and the fucking
and the DJ's got
DJ
enough
is jerking off in the mac and cheese because he's so fucking excited about all the pasta. I just want to see the plate, the mountain of fucking pasta on your plate that was like, I mean, come on. It's like, have you ever eaten before? Jeez.
He's starving.
I actually do. Anyway. Okay. Anyway. So, yes, very true. Do we have any suggestions? Social Media Lounge, what is a long enough song for you to run to the Port-a-John, but it's still a banger for the dance floor? Potts, can you think of something that's over 3.5 to 4 minutes?
I have
minutes?
No idea.
Come on.
No.
You know songs.
I mean,
you know
I don't know
music.
What the times of songs. I have no idea. Like, I'd play Yeah by Lil Jon and what's
Usher?
His nuts? Usher.
Usher.
Yeah,
that's decent.
I,
like that
I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas.
That's a decent one.
But I got a poop right now.
I definitely had a feeling at that point. Oh, yeah. My go-to, does Social Media Lounge have anything to pop off?
Not so far.
My go-to is Money Money. It's 5.5 minutes, and it's just... for 5 minutes straight. If you want that money. It just does that for 5 minutes. So it, everybody on the dance floor goes
nuts.
Oh,
the one that goes money, money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's Money Money.
Money Money.
Are you saying Money Money?
Money Money.
What is that, Billy Idol?
So I actually,
it is Billy Idol.
When I first heard that song, I always thought it was Ride the Pony. Ride the Pony.
I think it is.
No, it's Money Money. Money, money.
Look that up. Look those lyrics up. I'm pretty sure they say "Ride the Pony" in one of the lines
the
of the chorus.
Ride the pony.
Yeah, money, money. Ride up. Yeah, I'm pretty sure "Ride the Pony" is in that. In fact, we will give the Social Media Lounge a free drink if you're wrong. Now the suspense is coming.
Wrong one. That's by.
But that was my move. It's by. I believe it's by Billy Idol.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Right. That song takes forever. Potts, I went to the bathroom, crushed it, and I was just like, oh man, I'm good, but I'm freaking out. I have a timer in my on my phone. I know exactly when the song is over.
5 minutes. I don't even know if I could do the job in 5 minutes.
And it's like, it's not the cleanest job. Like, this is one you got to spend some time, right. You know, cleaning it up.
No, they never say Ride the Pony in the
Ride
song.
The Pony!
They never say it.
Get out of here!
No, they never say it.
Do I have
it's,
to look it up?
I love you, Money, 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 Money. No. Oh no, there is, right at the end. Ride your pony.
There we go.
Ride your pony.
Yes. Free drinks. LaBelle Gordons all around in the Social Media Lounge.
Boom. Cheers. Clink. Clink.
Luch, how old are you, Luch?
34.
I just feel like
going
you're
on 18.
Too old to be having these kind of issues.
Going
like,
on
I mean,
34
that's
going on
like
18.
Really just like you're, it's like you're like in college or something. You're like, holy shit, free food. And it's like, I mean, dude, like get your diet together. It's just fucking, you shouldn't be eating like that at home when you're been smoking Christmas trees, let alone at a professional like job. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? Like, it's like,
I maintain that it was not
eating,
the portions.
Like, you should have reasonable portions. You should be eating like kind of a little bit more responsible food. It's like, what the fuck? I mean, I just don't really,
I would
get
say
it.
I can guarantee the mac and cheese portion was too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Of portions of food. Look, portions of food should not be bigger than your fist. I've learned that.
Right.
That's what I've been told. And so, because your stomach is only the size of two fists. Okay, that's good to know.
So I have this much room, so I'm always going to have a portion this big.
Yeah, this is what I say to that. Yeah, right. No, thank you. No, thank you. So, moving forward.
But, like, you shouldn't even be that hungry going to a gig. That's what I'm saying. Like, why do you even need to eat? But, like, all right, you had a free meal. Great, whatever. But, like, you still eat before. You still go to the bathroom before. And you kind of set yourself up to where you're not fucking starving an hour into the fucking wedding. I mean, I bartend and I'm sitting on my feet. I eat before. I don't eat again for 6 hours and I'm survive. I do it every fucking week.
I do that fairly often as well.
So what I'm trying to say though is that, you know, sometimes I feel bad because if I have a plate of food, I don't want like somebody to come clean it up and it's like a whole bunch of, I don't want to leave a bunch of food left. So I felt like I needed to eat it. So,
right. So, and that's another thing. So yeah, you're either wasting food or you're stuffing your face like a fucking pig.
So anyway, I'm pigging it out.
Oink, baby.
I throw money on and I go into the, nice. I go into the bathroom. I do my thing and I fly out of there because I'm hearing Ride the Pony. I know it's over.
Could
in about
you
30
think
seconds.
Of a more stressful situation? Holy crap.
No. You're like three words away from the end.
And I know it's not a playlist. So if this thing stops, the party stops.
That's even worse.
So
you
your
think
boy.
That's even worse? You don't have like an emergency, like one song behind it.
No, I don't want playlists.
I know you don't want them.
That's stupid. That's dumb. But,
like, what if
I know
it's not happening.
Hey, now I know
what
myself.
What if there was no toilet paper in the bathroom and you were done and you were sitting there looking at an empty roll and there's 30 seconds left? I mean, what are you going to do? Like,
Adam would run down all wet pants and he would hit another song. Then he would run to his car, grab an old t-shirt and clean it up.
It's fucking disgusting.
Well, what do you want me to do, dude, Potts? I gotta make moves.
I want you to
moves.
Not be a fucking asshole.
I got a
like,
song to play.
Four, like, this get guy. Your shit together. You sound ridiculous right now.
Why?
That's what you do for a living. You should have a little pack of like of emergency pack of wet wipes, of toilet paper. You should have a poo playlist. I mean, fucking plan ahead. If you're gonna eat like a fucking animal, then at least plan ahead so you're not like putting yourself in a stressful situation.
Time out.
This
time
stressing
out. Time.
Me out.
All right.
Honestly. Everybody poops.
Everybody
like, seriously.
Chill.
What are you doing?
I told the story in a way that it would be funny. I didn't actually crush that much of the food. I believe that it was the oil from the pasta that actually made me rant. I'm trying to tell a joke here. I'm not actually running up to the buffet and just stuffing my face. I'm telling you that the oil from the pasta.
If you had a portion of everything that you just said, you're stuffing your fucking face. I'll tell you, if you had a portion of mac and cheese,
carbs,
a reasonable portion of mashed potatoes, and a reasonable
portion
of fettuccine.
Do you ever go back to the buffet at a wedding?
Me?
Does
no.
Does ever go back
no.
to the buffet?
No,
not
I
Not while
never
you're
get,
working.
No.
Well, I don't know about a wedding.
Not while you're
I always
working.
Go back for seconds. In a
I always, see, what I always consider, like, that I'm going to get a second plate, so I always am very moderate with my original plate.
Can I just start by saying I tell these stories on the air knowing that I get out of them and I'm one of the best in the business. So I don't I don't need you questioning my professionalism or what the fuck is wrong with you.
Good shit.
I know what I'm doing. This is how I do it and I've never fucked it up. So until I do, I don't want to hear that you don't know what you're doing.
It's an unnecessary stressful
it's
situation.
It's not. I'm weird. I know that I am not going to leave that dance floor hanging with a song that ends and then nothing after it. I'm not doing it. I will go down there with shit in my pants before I do that. I'm not letting that happen.
Running out of the bathroom.
I will do that. And I am weird about the timing. I knew I wanted to wake up at 9 o'clock today. I do not set my alarm clock. I got up at what time? 9:01. I am weird. My body clock is unrivaled. Okay. So there's no way I'm going to be late from that toilet. What's funny about this story is that as soon as I get out there and I'm in a rush, because I know it's at the Ride the Pony part, some dude is trying to get in. And I just tap him and I go, oh, maybe give it a minute, dude. And I started running away. He looked
dude,
at me.
Dude, no.
Dude, he looked
see,
at me.
So you talk all this game and like, no, like that's not professional. That's
What's not
fucking
professional?
Ridiculous. You don't even have a thing. If you're going to do that, you should have poopery with you. I'd be fucking pissed, dude.
I'm muting you. I'm muting you. No, I'm not doing this. No. Hold on. You're muted. Just so you know, you're muted. No one's listening. You're muted. You're muted right now. I've muted you because I'm not.
Censored.
I'm not. Hold on.
Ever.
It's not because it's what you don't like. It's because what you're saying is it's asinine. You're telling me it's unprofessional that I didn't have a spray to use in the porta-john.
They should. Those.
Dude, what am I supposed to do? You just said everybody poops. I'm not allowed to use the bathroom now. Come on.
You can do. That's totally fine.
I don't want to hear about my professionalism because I had to use the bathroom.
For an emergency is what I'm saying. You should have spray, of course, because every job you have probably is like a Port-a-John situation. Or
he was probably the fourth or fifth person to blow that.
You think I'm the only person to take a shit in there? It's not like I did anything wrong. I didn't shit on the dance floor.
I always blame the person before me.
Paid to be there.
Potts, are you actually going to sit here and tell me I'm unprofessional for having to use a bathroom at work? Come on.
No, you're not even listening. No, you're not listening.
Well, you're fucking pissing me off right
now. You're unprofessional because you didn't bring poopery.
You're not prepared.
What do you mean I'm not prepared? I went to the bathroom at a wedding.
I think it's fine.
If your jobs, you told a story about how you like stayed in a log cabin with a family and there was one bathroom. Wouldn't you?
And? What do you want from me?
You should have like Febreze or something to wear. One, you're not stressing yourself out because that would stress me out.
I'm not stressed at all. I thought it was a funny story. Now all of a sudden I'm an unprofessional DJ because I had to take a shit. Get the fuck out of here.
I have a move for you all. Just blame the person before you.
Everybody has to use
just blame. Like, whoever was in there before me totally screwed this up.
That guy blew this up.
You definitely have to do that.
How about you blame it on the 50 people smoking cigars outside while I have to? I mean, that's what started all this.
He's lucky he didn't have to go again with all the cigar smoke.
Trust me, dude. This is not a story of.
That would have made me nauseous for sure.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is not a story of me being unprofessional. I am not. The only thing I do is stay professional. No one even knew I had to take a shit. That's how professional it was. But if you're going to tell me I'm not allowed to tell the next guy in line, maybe give it a minute because I wasn't prepared, you're wrong. I'm sorry. You're just wrong. That's just, you're just
you
looking to
poopery,
pick on me.
I mean, I'm assuming you wouldn't have that issue because
do you think that guy has poopery in his pocket? Do you think anybody does?
Is that guy being paid to be there? What are you doing? Your argument does not work.
Dude, you're saying that if you're paid to be at
a wedding, shouldn't bring poopery.
I can't right now. I can't. You're telling me that if you're paid to be at a wedding, you're not allowed to stink up the bathroom?
You have to. That's 100%. That's exactly what I'm saying.
100%. I do it. I don't know. Big
social media lounge. Is Potts being a little hard on me right now, or am I required as somebody who's at work to bring something to smell nice?
Social media lounge says shit's going down.
Yeah, well, it's a fucking ridiculous argument. I'm not going to sit here and have that. That's like Potts being extremely professional at everything he does, and then I go, yeah, but you took a shit and you didn't. I mean. At a restaurant, that's one thing.
You know, this kind of leads into
this is a DJ having to use the bathroom. No, I'm fucking angry right now.
I know you're angry. This is why I'm going to ask. Why are y'all mad today? What are you mad about today?
I don't because I'm not going to come on air and tell these personal stories. If you're going to just take something and tell me that I'm not professional because I don't have a go bag with poopery to use in a bathroom, it's public. It's a public bathroom.
It's shocking to me that someone that is as good as at his job as you are and that is literally not as good as the best at his job.
Is being called out for using a bathroom?
Like, have some sort of like to-go bag. I don't get it at all. Because you're someone that does take, you know, like you're very particular about food. You're very particular about certain things. Like you're talking about running to your car to getting a t-shirt.
I'm being funny as saying if I were to choose between shitting my pants or letting the song end, that's how professional I feel I am. I will shit myself before I let that happen. So do not call me out for not having a fucking go bag because I've been in the bathroom at fucking Marinade and there ain't any goddamn potpourri. There's no potpourri. There's nothing. And that's a restaurant.
You know what? He's right. And okay.
And people blow it up all the time because of that hot mess rap.
That's a restaurant.
We just spent $40 on one of those timer sprays,
nice.
And they spray every 15 minutes. It's hanging in our bathroom because you're absolutely right. And I went in there once, and I was like, dude, our bathroom smells like fucking. It didn't smell good, but it smells like really stale. And we scrub our floors in the entire restaurant.
It is clean
every single night.
His restaurant is very clean.
Like, the smell of our bathroom does not match the cleanliness of our bathroom. And we spent $40 on a commercial grade. Electric like spraying air freshener. So
I'll tell you
something I do take very serious. And what's crazy is it's changed the entire kind of like experience of the bathroom. I mean the way the smell has such a huge impact on your overall perception of a restaurant or of a bathroom or of a whatever that now I go in there and dude it is like a walk in the park and I'm not kidding. It has changed the entire bathroom experience at Marinade. You're absolutely right. It was something that was we were severely lacking, and I spent, you know, some coin to change it. You're totally right.
That's good
right.
for you. No, that is a good move. And I will say, just because I'm chapped at my boy over there, his place is extremely clean. I'm just trying to make a point. And I've dropped many dudes in his bathroom before, and I felt very comfortable.
Yeah, those hot mess wraps don't sit long,
they don't
folks.
Sit long. That's a belly bomber. That's a belly bomber
you,
for sure.
Like, I cannot wait for you to take another one, because I really want your feedback on how your Dew experiences have improved at Marinate next time we're
I'm
there.
Just, I'm yeah, you, I, it was very good, and I just was pointing out that let's not have the pot calling the kettle black. What do we got in the social media lounge?
If womb is pronounced womb.
This is good. This
and
is yours?
And tomb is pronounced tomb. Shouldn't bomb be pronounced boom?
Boom.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Do you ever find it weird that a baby born in California at 11 p.m. and a baby born in New York at 2 a.m. have different birthdays, even though they were born at the exact same time?
Think about that. Think about that.
That is a little weird.
Right? Yeah. December 1st and December 2nd, even though they were born at the exact same moment. What else you got?
Goldfish actually live for 25 plus years when they're free.
Not if you eat the whole bag.
Son of a bitch. But we put them in a bowl with a little oxygen, and they die within weeks.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I mean, think about how many goldfish you've... Have you ever had a goldfish?
No,
a
I never
goldfish?
Got into fish. I don't care.
Yeah. Goldfish, you know, they're cool, but I mean... Beta fish are the best, though, especially when you put two in the same bowl.
Hey, here's one I will give you guys. In fact, Potts, this is not going to help you at all because you're not at a desk job, but if any of our listeners that are at a 9-to-5 and you're at your desk a lot, go on to YouTube and type in HD fish tank. Let me tell you something. It's very peaceful to just throw on your screen. It is. It really server. Is. You know what?
Do you ever notice that the word gigantic has two G's in it that are pronounced completely different?
That's true. Wow, giant guy. Gigantic.
Well, props to the social media lounge for offering a little distraction there and toning it down. Like they just brought why, it way back down to like reality.
Why do record and record, why are they spelled exactly the same?
I don't know. My mind is blown right now. I can't even.
College is deemed as a necessity, but priced as a luxury.
I like that one.
Dude, that's true. I mean, yep. But that's a whole nother conversation about brainwashing and society.
Why do I have to put
bullshit.
Credit card information for a free trial? Why do you need it?
Because that's the scam, is you get a free trial and then they start automatically charging your card and they assume you'll forget or whatever, fall in love with the product and you'll have to have it.
Can't have it. Can't have
Don't
it.
Don't we all just need a little bit of a moment to get peaceful again?
It's
Look
2017,
at that.
And taco trucks still don't cruise around like ice cream trucks.
Yeah, what is that about?
I know. I wish the taco man would come to my street right now, ringing his bell.
What was your favorite ice cream from the ice cream man? Choco Taco?
I do love some Choco Taco.
Plots, what do you like?
I used to do it, like, I remember the bubblegum cigarettes I thought were
so
cool.
Oh, those were great.
Bubblegum cigarettes.
Because you felt like you were kind of a bad boy.
Totally, totally. And then I was into Pop Rocks for a bit, and Big League Chew. I used to love Big League Chew. I just get a big fat wad of it.
There's something about Big League Chew that just makes you feel cool. Same with those cigarettes, those fake cigarettes. Don't get onto the real ones. They're horrible. But this is what I'm talking about. You got a nice little fish tank over here making you feel real good about yourself. Which I love. I like doing this. And also, just throwing this out there, a fireplace is also very helpful in the cold. If you're ever in a cold day.
I gotta be honest, I like having that up on the screen more than, like, I mean, something like that or the fire. Like, we should be doing stuff like that.
This
that's like
true.
A little bit more.
He's right.
Yeah, we're going to start doing that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get that fireplace up in this piece. I want to show you guys just what I'm talking about. Because it really is. It'll help your day. I'm not kidding. I used to do this when I was in... fish dance. Jesus Christ.
Fish dance.
What do I say?
Oh, I want to know what you get when you Google fish dance or when you YouTube fish dance.
Oh,
now.
Jesus Christ.
What are you getting when you YouTube fish dance?
Boom. Done and done. I can do that.
Yeah. Ooh, it's getting warm in here.
Like it's getting too hot. We got to go.
Too hot. Too hot. Too angry in here.
I'm not mad at Potts. I just did not expect him to take that where he took that. And I'm
Quit giving him shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out there next week. I'm gonna come.
He's
got
enough shit for himself, that's for sure.
I'll be out there next week. I'll be hosting his open mic.
He'll be pooping in your bathroom. That's for damn sure.
I can't wait. And I'm just gonna no poopery. Like, hey, how's the smell in there? It smells like summer fucking summer afternoon. In
smells
my
like amateur hour, you non-professional fuck. I love you, man. Get us out of here.
That's all I got. I don't know. Am I going to talk to you in a couple days? I don't know.
You're going to be here Friday?
He'll be here.
I just have to see. Anywho, have a good couple days, and you can kindly go fuck yourselves.
There he goes. Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom. Thank you, brother. That was a highly animated and awesome, fun episode. Is he still there? Wow.
That was the slowest hang-up he ever had.
Maybe he listened. He took us to heart. We love him. We appreciate his time in the morning, and so do we of yours. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Belly, we got to go.
It's time. It's been great. We'll see you Friday.
I'm heating up right here. I'm going on a one-wheel ride after this. I got to get my one-wheel back on. I'm missing it. I'm missing the whole float life. I'm not doing enough to stay floating and get healthy. So I am working on it here. I promise you guys I will be back in business very soon. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you Friday. For everybody here at TTR Studios, this is
TTR Studios, because you just said it.
Luge Talk in the morning. Have fun, you guys.